Imagine my disdain, if you will. How difficult it was to perfect a puttanesca sauce.
Mm-hmm. What comes up when you pull up puttanesca?
Well, a lot of times I can't get past puta, right? and then the auto suggest comes in. He's like, "You mean this?" Like, no. That's not what I want. That doesn't sound savory.
I know what puta or does is. It?
But it's not tasty. Okay.
Your Google search is really telling on you right now, right?
Exactly. And if you
puta, I said puttanesca.
And if you misspell that in any way, you're getting it all kinds of, you know, Putin and it's like, what is this? But no, I want a tasty and savory, you know, Italian dish. Style sauce.
Yes, yes.
I don't want a dictator.
You want that hearty, that hearty Italian sauce, not the weird part of the internet. Welcome to our podcast. My co-host and partner is expansion coach Mikey Starr,
and she's healthy lifestyle coach Zuri Starr, and together we make
the empowerment couple. We are the founders of the Omnimedia organic lifestyle company, I Am Zuri, and we've teamed up to bring you a healthy lifestyle podcast.
Each week, we show up to serve love with a special topic, guest, or hack to empower your life. Our goal is to educate, entertain, and empower you.
Walk with us as we chart a course to living your most beautiful life.
Your most beautiful life.
Never do that again.
Yeah, but you can look at like five different recipes, and each recipe is different.
And this is why we had to create our own recipe for puttanesca.
Yeah.
Like sauces, I'm telling you, if you know how to make a sauce, you can make anything. And while the show isn't about food per se, I do make a mean sauce. I make mean puttanesca sauce. And we make it now together. But I'm just saying that it took a lot of really bad sauces to get to the good sauce. Mm-hmm. And that's what comes with like just wisdom and like, yeah. Anyway, but puta.
And now, everywhere we go, hey, do you want to make your sauce?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, yeah, we're having fish tacos. Oh, well, you can make your sauce with the fish tacos. It's like,
literally the last time that I went to my mom's house. Hi, Mom. I was making a dish and then she's like, well, can you make your sauce for slaw for that we usually put in fish tacos? And I was like, well, yeah, but what we're having doesn't really go with that. And she's like, oh, no, it goes with it perfectly because that's what she wanted. You know, it's like once you have a sauce down and you know, that recipe for that sauce, you can repeat that. Like everybody wants it. And it's so fun to share it. And that's what we're going to talk about.
And the crazy thing about sauces, right?
Yes. Sauces.
You can make a puttanesca sauce, right? And you can put on spaghetti or angel hair pasta or on salmon or on chicken or on anything. And it's going to taste good. And that's the same thing with manifesting.
Today's show is all about the secret sauce.
The secret sauce? You got a secret sauce, Zuri?
It's that missing link that's needed to bridge the gap between where you are and where you want to go.
And sometimes that gap be rather large.
Closing the gap. That's what a lot of coaches use that, you know, like, okay, we're going to close the gap.
And then some people fall into the gap. And they go into the gap store.
Gross. We often find ourselves measuring our happiness based upon the accomplishments of someone else, only to fall into the self-made trap of false expectations. Comparison is the thief of joy,
always,
my friends.
Always.
The more we experience situations like this, the more we convince ourselves that we are falling further and further behind the pack. You know, opening the door for desperation, future failures, and believing that your lot in life is to come up short.
And we're not talking about the size, we're talking about the short end of the stick.
Like that whole conversation is, I mean, that sentiment is just such lack and limitation thinking.
Most certainly. And so before we dive in, let's take a moment to be where you are right now, right? If you're happy where you are, great. If you're not, that's also great, right? In order for you to get to where you want to go, you are required to pass through where you are and where you have been. Now, every living thing on this planet was forced to undergo some form of transformation, right? We see it in the analogy of the seed sprouting to become a massive tree, the metamorphosis of the caterpillar to the cocoon to the moth, and just about every single rags-to-riches success story that's out there. It all took place because of a transformation.
Absolutely. Like all things in the universe, you are constantly in the state of becoming. You are always growing. Otherwise, always growing. You are dying.
That's correct. And when you're dying, you're becoming something else.
Exactly. For some, it's becoming something better. For others, it's worse, right? Nice. Something worse off. What separates the two is attitude and action.
Always.
During this podcast, we are going to cover why we choose or decide to be unhappy.
We're going back to that decision, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're also going to show how to create a better attitude.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about how to take better action.
And give you a generous helping of the secret sauce needed to become happy.
All right, I have three questions. First is, are you happy?
Yes, I am currently happy.
Second is, have you always been this happy?
I have not always been this happy, unfortunately. It took me a lot of work to get here.
Okay, based on everything that you know and have experienced, what allowed you to bridge the gap?
I'm going to start things off with a simple yet stark quote from the father of analytical psychology, Carl Gustav Jung. He states, if you are unhappy, you are too high up in your mind, right? And for me, that's kind of what allowed me to bridge the gap. You know, it took me a long time to develop the ability to kind of live more in my heart and less in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for me, that was a huge gap, because when you live in your mind, you know, your mind is able to do all kinds of analytical and logical thought. You know, it's a supercomputer, but it has the tendency to live in the past or the present a lot, or the past or the future a lot. Right?
Yeah. Past and future, and also it's always in fear mode.
Always in fear mode.
Because it's trying to keep you safe, that reptilian brain.
And the thing that governs the mind is the ego, right? And the ego always wants control. And, you know, we've done a podcast about cycle breakers and control. One of the things about whoever has control is they never want to let go of it.
Yeah.
Right?
So heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, and living in the present versus living in the past, when you live in the present, you're from your heart. You have the ability to become appreciative, see things how they are, right? You get to kind of skirt around those false expectations that we kind of get stuck into.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was kind of dipping my awareness back down into my heart. And knowing that, you know, if we're worried, we tend to vibrate worried energy, right? And you can replace worried with stress or angry or jealous. And simply, you know, whatever we become magnets for that same energy.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the other part was that I had to reestablish my core beliefs. And that was a huge step. And, you know, in order to kind of tap into kind of that realm of thinking, it literally took me reading a bunch of books, really developing a sense of where I was in my head or my heart at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yep.
And, you know, I will end this with a little quote from Richard Flanagan. He states that a happy man has no past, while the unhappy man has nothing else. And I was stuck there. I was always thinking about my past. I was always worried about my future. And I was literally projecting my past onto my future.
Yep.
But I was doing that unknowingly.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I was doing that based on some of the core beliefs that were kind of imprinted upon me, you know, as a child.
Mm-hmm.
So, Zuri, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Why do we not get what we want when we want it?
I think a lot of different reasons, but I would say definitely alignment and not using our emotional superpower And a big one is just not being aware of a weak mindset. Mm-hmm. What about you? What do you think?
You know, I'm in agreeance with you. I mean, for me, the biggest one is the mindset. I mean, the devastating blow that you can kind of dish to yourself is gnarly, right? It's an attack that you don't know you're giving, and you're receiving it on the same, you know, swing. So like a weak mindset would be thinking that you're not smart enough to do something, or you're not strong enough to do something, or you're not deserving of something. Mm-hmm. And so you see, let's say a shiny new car, and instead of seeing something that, oh, I would love to have that, I think I'll grab that, you know, with hard work and determination, you look at this car and you're like, I will never be able to afford that. Or I'll never be able to drive something like that.
Only rich people have those things.
And, you know, it's the lack and limitation, like what you said, the lack and limitation mentality that needs to be bested in order for anyone to get what they want when they want it. Mm-hmm.
Well, you tell me, why don't we get what we want when we want it?
I'm going to say it's due to a poor mindset. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, maybe a weak mindset would kind of be a better phrase.
Yep.
And I say that because, you know, your mind functions very much like a muscle, mm-hmm. right? So a weak muscle will be unable to do some of the things that a strong muscle would do, right? So mm-hmm. you have a weak mind, and the weak mind may be caught up in, you know, reduced thinking that you're not strong enough, or not, you know, smart enough, or you're undeserving of something. Mm-hmm. And those thoughts can be improved with practice. You can strengthen the mind, you know, through mantras and actions and, mm-hmm. and intention, being deliberate with your actions and whatnot.
Yep.
And when you get to a point where you can look at something, say a fancy car, and the first thought that comes to your mind isn't, oh, I'll never be able to drive that car. Mm-hmm. Instead, the first thought is, oh, that is a lovely car. You know, I wouldn't mind having a car like that someday.
Or asking yourself, like, how do I align with that? Like, what does it feel like to be that person that sits in that car, that revs the engine, mm-hmm. that gets the speeding ticket? No, not the speeding ticket.
Yeah, not the speeding ticket.
No, but that, you know, like, has you know, the feel of the seats, all of those things where you start playing make-believe is really the secret sauce.
It is. It is, most certainly. And, you know, then there's the biggest one of all, in my opinion, is kind of a lack of kind of practicing, or a lack of, you know, regular mental exercises.
Habits, baby.
Habits. It all comes down to, you know,
what habits. What are you doing every single day? Show me your habits and I will show you your life.
Exactly. And, you know, the body will take the shape that it's placed in the most. Same thing with the mind.
Mm-hmm. Right? Just like muscle memory.
It's muscle memory.
With the brain. So, yeah, if you're constantly thinking negative thoughts, yep, it will go there.
So, you know, to answer your question, why don't we get what we want when we want it, is because we're not always actively making moves to get it.
Deliberately, right? Deciding to get it.
And sometimes our actions and our thoughts, you know, are in alignment with something totally different.
Right.
You know, that's in direct opposition to what it is you want. You know, you wanna attract a good mate, but you have poor, you know, body awareness. You know, realizing that, you know, you are emanating negative vibes, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. but trying to attract someone positive. It doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
With all of the negative thoughts that ramble around in our everyday minds, it's easy to see why everyone is looking for that secret special sauce, right?
Yeah.
If we knew where to look, all of our problems would be solved. But most of us don't know where to look because we've been programmed to believe it doesn't exist, or that any type of desires and tricks to get what you want is like, you know, snake oil salesman or woo-woo, or like exactly. It gets coded with so many negative connotations.
Because empowering.
Because it's empowering, and, you know, like, we need people to be disempowered so that we can sell them drugs.
Exactly.
Or sell them, you know, shit they don't need.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, and kind of hand in hand with the kind of lack of an established practice are your disjointed beliefs. You know, if you don't have anything that's, you know, if you don't have a straight line of thinking, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of that straight line, it's kind of, you know, a bunch of jumbled thoughts. Mm-hmm. Then you're always going to be in a situation where you're kind of reacting.
Yeah.
Right? You're reacting to life. Something weird happened because you weren't paying attention to your energy.
Mm-hmm. There's right. a good quote. What? William James, right? Mm-hmm. What is it?
He says, the greatest discovery of my generation is that human beings can alter their lives by altering their attitudes of mind.
Ooh.
It's so simple. It's one of the ingredients of the secret sauce, right?
Right.
The missing link. It's the attitude.
And how those disjointed beliefs and habits they feed are failures.
Yeah. And we talk about the secret sauce because it is very much like a recipe, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And what do we know about recipes?
That they can be repeated and done by anyone. And that's literally our entire course mm-hmm. is a recipe.
It's a recipe.
Card.
It's so, a science. If you're scientific, science is a form.
If you're a chef, it's a recipe. If you're a gardener, it's like a landscaping outline,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. I mean,
It's the proofs.
Exactly. I mean, there's so many ways of looking at it, but you know, without the recipe, there's no way that you can deliberately make something happen over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, you can't repeat it. You can't, you know, like check your results, and then you can't avoid failure, which is really interesting, is that if you don't have a recipe and you're just winging it all the time, mm-hmm. You could maybe do something from memory, but it might not come out the same, especially if you're baking, by the way, which is why I don't like to bake, because I can't just like taste it and be like, oh, this is going to turn out great after I put it in the oven. No, yeah. It's not like that.
There's a whole chemical process.
Now you have to really be able to follow a recipe, and sometimes I think that's why I prefer cooking.
Yeah. I feel like recipes definitely play to, you know, the habits and creating a habit of doing things right. And the other part is your beliefs. And mm-hmm. if you don't know what your beliefs are, now would be the time to do, you know, some sort of inventory. You know, take a look at all your beliefs and start labeling which ones are hurting you and which ones are
serving you. Yeah.
And the ones that are hurting you, get rid of.
Yeah. We have that cord cutting guided meditation, and it's designed to let go of anything or anyone that is negative in your life.
Yeah. So that I would, and you know, the meditation literally is written so that you can put whatever it is. It would say it's, you know, your connectivity to alcohol. Mm-hmm. You can cut that cord. You know, your connectivity to wanting drama in your life, which is a real thing. You mm-hmm. can cut that cord.
That meditation, both of those free meditation, they're bonuses. They're free. Just look for bonus episode and it'll say cord cutting, mm-hmm. meditation, guided meditation. But yeah, it's all about what you think about. Emerson would say a person is what he or she thinks about all day long.
That is so true. Like yep. I said, your mind becomes the thing that it thinks about the most.
Yep.
Right? So, you know, imagine if what would happen if every day you were able to follow a recipe where every thought that you did, every action that you did built up to something bigger and bigger and better, right? Instead of the other way around.
Right, because usually the other way around is what we are prone to do, which is if our habit is bad, mm-hmm. it creates more and more of a problem.
Yeah, bad habits lead to so many people's demise. I mean, I fell victim to my bad habits time and time again.
For sure. So you have another quote?
I do have a quote. This is from our beloved Lisa Nichols. She states,
"Oh yes, one of
your whole life
buddies
is a manifestation of the thoughts that go on in your head." It literally is the same one as Emerson, but it's written differently.
It's hey, you know what? We're all saying the same thing. If you're teaching in this wellness space, we're all saying the same thing. We're all like, you know, preaching the same teachings, but all of us bring a unique perspective and ability to offer the information in a unique way. So I love it. I'm here
same
for
water,
it.
Same water, different glass.
Same water, different glass. Yep.
Mine has a straw on it, maybe some ice cubes. You
yeah,
know?
And when you really study all of this stuff, you're like, oh, they're literally saying the same thing as this person. Oh, they're saying the same thing as this person.
And do you know why they're saying the same thing?
Because it works.
Because it works.
Yes.
And, you know,
how and if it hasn't worked for you, maybe you haven't found the right vehicle for that, like, secret sauce. Like, same sauce, same sauce, different container. So we're all serving up the same thing. We are happen to be serving it with some love, and hopefully
love.
You are digesting it. Yum, 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 yum.
The crazy thing is, you know, every time I think about you know, the process of manifesting and going through, you know, the whole action of knowing what you want, asking for, you know, holding the vibe, you know, all the things that we teach in the course, I often think what life would have been like had I taken this course when I was 18,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I imagine then, like, every single position that I took, every, you know, mishap, all the things where, you know, I tried and didn't work out and I didn't know why, I would have been able to kind of foresee in the future, right? I would have been able to be like, wait a minute, I'm deliberately, you know, changing my vibration, deliberately, you know, improving my mindset. I'm.
When you do that, though, you don't align with the same people either.
That is
correct. That is what is interesting about it, is that the people that were in your life mm-hmm. before you changed your mindset, your emotional vibration, like all of those things that you change your habits, mm-hmm. they aren't the same people.
Mm-hmm.
When your standards change, your proximity to people who have similar standards also changes.
Also change, exactly.
And so they always say, like, you are the product of the five people that are in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about who the five people are during the various parts of your life, and it makes total sense. Even if you're very young, you know, when you hang out with an a-hole at, you know, in school,
mm-hmm.
even for a week, even if you didn't do anything, the teacher starts associating you with that. You start picking up their bad habits. Like, mm-hmm. we are just so easily programmed.
Yeah.
And so easily categorized.
And, you know, in our perspective on life can be manipulated so easy, right? So if we're thinking that life is in one way and for you and that's it, you know, that's your perspective, and you are in connectivity with the people around you who have that same perspective,
mm-hmm.
there's no way that you can see life in any other way.
No. And right? You're just not a vibrational match.
Mm-hmm.
It all comes back to that. Like, what you are and what is happening in your life is because you are literally attracting yourself. You're attracting those things to yourself.
It's like a mirror. Like, you're standing in front of a mirror.
Yep.
And whatever you want the mirror to do, you have to do first.
And if you don't know the recipe, you're going to probably repeat whatever the generation before you did, you know, or you're going to, whatever the people you're surrounding yourself with,
mm-hmm.
you just will be doing the same things they're doing because we all want to be social.
Mm-hmm.
You'll just be living that life, living their life. And then you realize, like, oh my gosh, I'm living somebody else's life.
Yeah. It's kind of like, the term spotting, you know, in, like, mm-hmm. gymnastics. I mm-hmm. think dance does the same thing where you,
yeah.
you know, if you're doing a pirouette or, you know, did I say that wrong?
Yeah.
how do you say it? You look at me like, I'm going to correct him on air. Here we go.
No, I'm just going to edit this shit out. Here's Mikey and his made up words.
No, what is it called? A
pirouette.
A pirouette. I was close.
No, not. Forget it.
I was
pirouette.
Close. For the record, I was close. Anyways.
Spotting, if you're doing a pirouette, you are spotting mm-hmm. where you need your head to end up.
So alignment.
Exactly.
Okay. So imagine you have, you know, you're around a bunch of, you know, ruffians and, you know, they're not really much doing much.
Ruffians.
Ruffians.
You what know, are some, ruffians anyway?
Some scallywags. Some straight up no gooders.
What are you even right? watching?
So imagine.
See, so you're like some product of what, like, is this Peaky Blinders? Some ruffians, some
yeah, and you know,
scallywags.
Like, oh, you know, when high school's over, you know, we're all gonna be able to go to the bars together or be able to do this. And if that is your vision, then that's going to be where you're at. Whereas if you're with friends who are like, hey, you know, I'm going to do this Greenpeace thing, or I'm going to try to, you know, change the world, become an organic farmer, then all of a sudden your perspective changes. And you're like, wait a minute, you know, there's other things that are out there. And, you know, when you have that, you start wanting more and wanting different things.
Mm-hmm.
And that wanting process also spurs the manifestation process,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you get to see what you really, truly want, what actually lights you up,
mm-hmm.
versus what you think you're going to follow because, you know, you don't know better. You know, you don't know where else to look. You're mm-hmm. going to land in the same place everyone else is landing.
Mm-hmm. This is why it's important to travel and go places to change your perspective, because then, you know, you get out of your bubble and you're like, oh, crap, like, there's a whole world out here. I actually want this, or maybe I want this. And like, you just start adjusting your desires and your world expands, and therefore your fantasies of what you want for your life expand.
Exactly. Exactly. And again, that secret sauce will comes in. It's like, once you know, then there's a recipe that you have to follow in order to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can start, you know, racking up all the things you want, and your life could be a collection of all the things that you want that you never have,
mm-hmm.
right? Without the action and mm-hmm. the attitude put in.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk a little bit how to kind of restructure those, you know, bad beliefs, and, you know, establish, you know, a practice of getting exactly what we want, right? Mm-hmm. And I would definitely begin this conversation with, you know, the importance of, you know, a self-assessment. You know, you got to know what your belief patterns are,
mm-hmm.
you know, what your operating system is, you know, before you can make any adjustments.
You got to do that mental hygiene. If you didn't listen to that episode, go there. We have so much free content. Sometimes I trip out. Like, there's so much that you could get for free if you decide to binge us versus binge TV.
Yeah, we're giving away the farm here.
Just saying. Like, this is stuff that our clients pay us a lot of money for. You're getting it for free, and we love showing up and serving you love. Continue.
However, if you want to fast track things, right? And so many of our listeners do, they're like, okay, so you got the secret sauce, but how can I actually do, you know, put it to action? Yes, you can go through all of our podcasts. You can do what we did. You know, you can, you know, do a bunch of research. You can try this and, you know, try
take a bunch of courses
and seminars, mm-hmm. and just hours upon hours upon hours of meditating and kind of doing shadow work. You can do all that on your own, or you can fast track it by taking our Hold the Vibe manifestation course.
Absolutely. I mean, it's tried and true. And we even give you a workshop that teaches you how to do it, that's foolproof. Mm-hmm. And then it's basically like mastering money manifestation, and you can make $350 in less than 30 days. And if you make that, then you've just bought your course.
Yeah, exactly.
But since you're part of our pod fam, you get a discount. So you'll have a lot extra.
Yeah, indeed. It's one of those things.
So you can take someone out to dinner,
exactly.
You know,
and basically
manifest with somebody.
For the cost of the course, you receive your money back by manifesting the cost of the course,
mm-hmm.
plus an extra $50. And on top of that, you have a lifelong skill that you can now use to operate, you know, your whole life. You know, you can start getting the things that you want, being the person you want, meeting the people you want, having the health that you want.
And it's all age friendly, so you can take it with your child. Like, our 16-year-old took our course.
Yes.
And let me tell you, if I was 16 and got this information about how to get everything I want, here's the secret sauce recipe. Whoo! Let me just tell you. You know how disempowered I was at 16?
Your neighbor would be like Madonna.
I was so disempowered at 16. I had no idea what my ability was. I had mm-hmm. no concept of what, you know, I knew I used to be really good at make-believe. I knew I was a creator.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I was talented. I knew I was smart, but I was so disempowered by thinking that the only way I would get this is if I, like, you know, married somebody rich, or I had, you know, like these weird cultural
yeah.
programming things that women were taught to believe,
mm-hmm.
and young women were taught to believe. And it's like, No, actually, that's not true. That's not how the universe works. That's just some lie that got passed down in some kind of, you know, destructive cycle. Mm-hmm. And man, 16-year-old. So anyway, anybody can take this course, young or old. Your life can get flipped on its head, honestly, in the best way possible.
Honestly, Zuri, honestly.
Honestly.
If I took the course when I was 16, Barack Obama would have been the second black president. You know what I'm saying?
You're younger than Barack, so no, I don't think you got that right. You have to be old to be a president. You know that, right?
I'm gonna manifest my way. I'm gonna be the first young black president.
You're right. I see what you just did there, and I just was like, no, you have to do this.
Negative beliefs. You better break that pattern, honey.
It's funny.
Well, the crazy thing is, every time the word manifesting comes up, it's trailed by all kinds of weird thoughts, which is going to lead us into our game.
Yes, let's play this game, because if you've been on TikTok and you've seen manifesting, it's hilarious.
He's like, what is this?
And we see it get used so inappropriately and so incorrectly so much that, honestly, seeing all of that made us want to offer something. And we took a bunch of courses from people that we thought were like, oh, wow, this is really good. Let's take this and learn how to do it. And they were total shit. So we got inspired to be like, let's offer something that we are really proud of. And let's also like make sure it works. Yeah. Let's try it out. So, okay, give me this game.
So a game is very simple. It's a true and false, right? So I'm going to ask you a true and false question.
Fact or fiction here.
Fact or fiction. Okay, so true or false, manifesting is a one and done process.
False. It is something that you have to do over and over and over again and consistent, just like all things that you want. It's all about conditioning. Your daily habits have to be a match to your outcome.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a professional athlete, think about, you know, I'm going to make a free throw, right? And your practice is you try once and then you walk off the court. It's not going to yield you anything.
Why do they have such a hard time with free throws? Anyway, continue.
Okay. Second one, true or false? Manifesting is the universe's job.
False. The manifesting is your job. Whatever you are a match to, you will get.
You are the employer.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
The universe is the employee.
Yeah.
You just got to let the universe know what you want.
You got to be like, hey, this is what I want. Universe is always working for your greatest good.
And the universe speaks a very specific language, which we, of course, talk about in the course.
Yep.
So once you know how to speak the universe's language and know how to ask, you're going to get what you want. Okay. The next one, true or false, manifesting can be used by any profession.
Yes, that's true. That is absolutely true. It's just a universal code. It's not like something, I mean, we put it into a recipe so people can, you know, so it's foolproof.
Mm-hmm. Bankers,
but
judges,
yeah, I lawyers, think nurses. Anybody can use this. Everybody can use this. It's good for, I mean, if you have a desire for anything, yes, you need to know how to manifest.
If you want something and you don't have it, you need to learn how to manifest.
Yeah. So every profession, true. Continue.
All right, next one. Manifesting is new age.
False. That is where I think people hear about this type of stuff. And somebody in their life has programmed them to believe that's just new agey thinking. And that's...
It's not my history
books.
You know,
and oh, and like, that's not what Jesus would want you to do or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's somebody who has told you that this is wrong and doesn't work, or you gave it, if you're honest, a half-assed try and it didn't work for you.
The old one and done trick.
Yeah. Like you didn't follow the directions properly to get that delicious cake. You didn't follow the recipe.
I would go so far as to say that manifesting kind of began when human civilization began.
Of course, because we're just all playing on the same playing field.
And then at some point, someone wanted more control. And in order to do that, they have to remove the control that people have. They're their own personal power.
And to be clear, it makes me think of like The Secret, the book, the movie. Mm-hmm. But that was missing even some things too. Yes, mm-hmm. it gave you some information about the law of attraction, mm-hmm. but there are 11 other universal laws.
Which we talk about in the course.
Yes. And it also missed like the law of action.
Which is one of the biggest ones.
And it's like, you can't just be sitting around your house and be like, I want this, I want this, I want this. No, that you're literally actually pushing it away from you by mm-hmm. just feeling the desire of not having it. Mm-hmm. So this is where we cut the confusion, cut the BS. Mm-hmm. You don't have to buy into all of these other things in order to get what you want. You just have to like know the universal laws.
Yeah, exactly.
So, okay, next one.
Next one. Okay. Manifesting is trending.
Manifesting is trending?
True or false?
Trending or trendy?
Trending.
I think if you are on TikTok a lot or Instagram, I think it's very trendy. Mm-hmm. But I think that I just think there's so much confusion around it. So mm-hmm. I would say true, it's trending, but it's not new.
It's not trendy though. It's not.
It's not trendy.
Yeah. It's not one of those things where, you know, if you are in your 40s and you turn on TikTok and you see a teenage girl talking about manifesting, it's not like, oh, that's something that they get to do. I don't get to do that.
No. So, oh, okay. I get what you're saying. So no, it's something that has been around for a long time, maybe has some more attention on it. I definitely think that people come to it also during times of stress. Mm-hmm. Because they're looking for answers, and we all just went through, you know, that bullshit.
We're still kind of going through it.
Yeah, we're still going through it. But anyway, I think that that could be why it's trendy, but this is never going to go out of style. This is information that you can use for the rest of your life.
That is correct. And also teach to your loved ones, which is massive. Mm-hmm. Okay, next one. True or false? Manifesting is what losers do.
False. I mean... I don't even know how to answer that one. False. Continue. We'll see that.
The reason why that made it on here is because I oftentimes will have conversations with, you know, successful people, and, you know, and they'll look upon people who, you know, talk about manifesting as, oh, well, you know, well, if you were good at manifesting, then why don't you have a whole, you know, why aren't you financially successful? And the question always comes back to, well, not everybody wants the same thing, right? And so let's say, you know,
everybody's level of success is different. It's really about fulfillment. So correct. Manifestation is about fulfillment and your own personal success story.
And if you,
because you're just make believing what you want, which isn't going to be the same thing as what everybody else wants.
Yeah. And
guarantee it.
If you are a quote unquote winner, the things that have gone well in your life, there's a good chance that you manifested those unknowingly.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing pretty good at this game, by the way.
Okay, this next one's a bomb. You ready for it? Mm-hmm. True or false? Manifesting is based on hope.
False. Nope, not based on hope. No, I mean, listen, you already have hope. You probably have hope because you're listening to a show called The Empowerment Couple. So you're like hoping it will empower you, I guess. Mm-hmm. Or you're hoping it will make you laugh. Or you're hoping Mikey will say something funny. Mm-hmm. Or you're hoping that I will snort when I laugh. I don't know. Like, you already have hope. Everyone mm-hmm. has hope. If you don't have hope, you're probably not trying to live your best life. And therefore... probably not listening to us.
Hope is a wonderful thing. You know, it's on the positive end of the emotional spectrum. But manifesting is actually knowing. It's knowing that something is going to work. Mm-hmm. Right? It's as knowing as, you know, what they see in
because
the,
you become secret,
you know, if you step off this cliff, you're going to fall.
Yeah.
Right? So much so that if you know that if you follow a manifesting recipe, you are going to manifest what you want.
Right.
That's where that question comes in.
So. Okay. Any more?
I have one last one. All right. True or false? Manifesting can be done by anyone.
Ooh, that one's true. Similar to what I said before, is that anybody can use it, every age, every profession. you know, like this will be used till the end of time. it's like, this is what it is. And we know because we've manifested effectively, efficiently, and repeatedly, like this is our secret sauce. Mm-hmm. This is our jam. This is how we did it. People are always looking for that. Like, oh, well, you know, what do you do for this to do this? And it's like, well, why not just give it to them? Like we give it via a podcast, mm-hmm. and we give it via, you know, bonus episodes and freebies all the time. But we also give it in a course. Like if you're serious, you really want to crack the code, we get it.
Take the course. Spread the love. And, you know, when we were talking about the title for the show, you know, we mentioned, of course, the recipe or, you know, the secret sauce or the missing link.
Or closing the gap.
Closing the gap. The magic wand, you know, the genie's lamp. All those kind of analogies apply because what they do is they allow you to unlock the secrets of the universe. Mm-hmm. Right? They allow you the opportunity to kind of open the door and, you know, talk to the manager.
It's like the Wizard of Oz, but make no mistake that the problem with the Wizard of Oz is that Oz didn't exist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the problem. And that is what they did. Like, if you think about why they programmed you with some of these movies, is to make you not believe in anything other than religion mm-hmm. and government and things that you can see tangibly because mm-hmm. it disempowers you. Mm-hmm. They don't want you empowered. And I say they very broadly. And I know like if I was in a Facebook conversation, would be tearing my head off. Who's they? Who's mm-hmm. they? And they'd mm-hmm. want to make it political. And this is not a political discussion. This is a societal discussion that we live in a capitalistic society. And of course, the they is the people who are profiting off of you being disempowered. The people that are profiting off of you feeling poor, lacking limitation, sick.
Not knowing all the information.
And not knowing all the information yeah. so that you can't create your best life. They like the disparity. They like having, you know, 99% one way and 1% the other way or whatever you believe in. I'm not here to tell you what to believe in.
Yeah,
I am here though to say that the reason we do this show is to empower because there's not enough of this content. There's not enough people saying you could do freaking anything. Mm-hmm. You could do anything. Mm-hmm. You could be anything. These limitations are self limitations. If you break out of that and you learn how to manifest, you've taken all of your power back. You've taken generations of power back.
And you are empowering generations that are going to come.
Yes.
Imagine your great, 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 great grandchildren being able to profit off of your knowledge.
Exactly.
Right.
So that secret sauce, that's like you said, missing link, just like recapping what you said, mm-hmm. You know, it's closing the gap. It's really like connecting the dots. Like this is the information that should be taught in schools.
Yes.
This is the information. Yeah. 100%. What, like, don't tell your kid to stop playing make-believe. Mm-hmm. Make-believe is magic and mm-hmm. you need magic in order to manifest. Like it's literally part of the manifestation recipe is that you got to know what you want and then you got to make believe that it's there. And then you got to make believe you're the person that aligns with that. I mean, I don't want to give away all of the secret sauce here mm-hmm. because, you know, we are manifesting people to join our course. Mm-hmm. But I want to say that you could take all of your power back.
And you know, it's the crazy thing is it's like, it's manifesting is like, it's a life practice that, you know, once you learn, like the whole world becomes manageable, becomes moldable, becomes a medium upon which you can create, you know, dizzying levels of happiness that, you know, far exceeds the imagination. Like there's mm-hmm. so much out there mm-hmm. and it's the narrow vision, the lack of perspectives, you know, the bad beliefs.
And all the pressures of like, you have to make money. You got to do this. You got to do this. You got to do this. And like all of these crazy stressors we put on ourselves.
You know, going back to, you know, a quote from Jack Canfield, he states, everything you want is out there waiting for you to ask. Everything you want also wants you, but you have to take action to get it. You have to do something.
Yes. And, you know, he was in The Secret. He should have said that in The Secret, I'm just saying. Because mm-hmm. action is what was missing. That's mm-hmm. the major thing that was missing. Mm-hmm. But it's inspired action, and it's massive. You have to take massive inspired action.
So what action is, what are you inspired to do right now? Mm-hmm. You know, if you feel like listening to this podcast, you're like, you know what? It is time for me to take action. It's time for me to do something. Then do it. Whatever it is. If it's, you know, signing up for that college course that's going to, you know, bump up your pay rate, or if it's going to be, you know, asking that one guy out on a date or taking our course, whatever it is, if you feel inspired, act on it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
That's part of the secret sauce, mm-hmm. attitude and action,
mm-hmm.
you know, and when you got both of those, you are unstoppable.
Yeah. And I would add that attitude, meaning like your emotions, like mm-hmm. if something makes you feel good, you are like on the right track. And I'm not talking about drugs, you know, like I'm not talking about a good cocaine bump or something, mm-hmm. you know, like I'm talking about your actual emotions do work as a way to guide you to the right next step.
Yeah.
So if your inspiration is super powerful, and I hear people a lot in like the teenage range to like the 30 something range be like, well, I'm just not inspired. I need inspiration. And it's like, you know what? Inspiration and motivation do not get you where you want to go.
Nope.
No, you have to change your entire physiology mm-hmm. on a regular basis. And you have to get clarity on what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then you have to act on it
yeah.
over and 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 over again.
And not just random actions.
No.
Not just random actions. Not like, you know, well, I'm going to try something brand new. No, it is creating that recipe,
mm-hmm.
creating that path. Because let's say you create a recipe and you carry it out and it sucks. You can not follow that recipe.
Yeah.
And it'll probably be better.
Listen, we've tried a lot of recipes. And I really wish I could tell my students
which
ones are stanky recipes, you know? I really wish I could be like, don't take that course, it's a scam, mm-hmm. or don't, you know, take that coaching session, like, oh, because there are, you know what? That's where
it's
we are.
With MSGs.
There's a lot of unscrupulous characters out there. There's a lot of nasty ingredients out there. You gotta go with your heart, go with people you trust. If it's not us and it's somebody else, I hope it's a good experience for you. We did try to just simplify it, make mm-hmm. it inexpensive, make you get a discount on our course. I know we're talking a lot about it in this episode. We don't always do that, but you know, we feel so strongly and we're so proud of this offering. You get a discount with the discount code of PodFam. And if you guys sign up and you don't love it, just let us know. Mm-hmm. You'll get your money back. But I'd like to see you manifest your money back.
Yeah.
And I teach you how to do that in a workshop.
Mm-hmm.
So join us. Let's go on this journey together. We, Mikey and I, are manifesting some pretty awesome things. Once you're in the course, you'll see some of these funny things from us. And I'm sure we'll share some here too, but
we'll travel the manifesting highway together.
Exactly. You know what I mean? We'll give you the fast track with our course.
Mm-hmm. Kind of honk at you when you're on your way. What's going on?
What's up? What's up? Let's go. All right. Well, we love you. Sending you the highest vibrations.
You are held.
You are loved.
We hope this episode provided you with value, and we'd love to hear your feedback with a review, comment on social, or send us an email to hello@empowermentcouplepodcast.com.
Each show is brought to you by our healthy lifestyle courses that aim to help you live a beautiful, healthy life. Use code PODFAM and the links in our show notes to save on our courses. You'll also find our affiliates listed in our show notes, where we offer exclusive discounts on our favorite products that will improve your life and well-being.
By supporting us with course purchases and affiliate link purchases, you keep this podcast going and ad-free.
Ad-free, baby. If you missed something in this episode, each podcast has a show blog that is linked in the show notes.
Thanks for listening.
And allowing us to live our purpose and serve you.
Love.
Love.
Look at you. You're so excited about correcting. Bell jar.
What's in your sauce? Mine's kind of full of this guy named Mikey.
That means it's so good.
Huh?
It's so good.
It's kind of gross.
And what sucks is, like, you know, you could be talking about one of, what, 3 billion mics out there?
That's true. There's not a lot of Zuri's.